Ellie Goulding, Diplo, Swae Lee, Close to Me. It's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music, and you're home for commercial-free Mondays. We got to check in with Caitlin and see, did she break up with her boyfriend through text after 3 years? All right, we'll talk to her in just a second. But this weekend, you are going to get hooked up.
This is the Chainsmokers coming to Tampa Bay with Hot 101.5. So baby, pull me
closer in the backseat. Hot 101.5 welcomes the Chainsmokers in 5 seconds of summer to
Tampa
Bay. That's
going to be an awesome show.
It's going to be huge. It's happening in October. And tickets go on sale today. But if you're like, I got to pay rent. I got to pay my electricity bill.
Oh, it's the 15th. I got stuff due.
Well, we're going to get the tickets for you, all right? All weekend long, we're hooking you up with tickets to see the Chainsmokers in 5 seconds of summer this October. And Chase kicks it off this afternoon at 6 for your first pair on Hot 101.5. Holly, yesterday in Trending in Tampa Bay, you read the stat that, 7% of people were going to break up with their significant other on Valentine's Day.
Right, right.
And that's when Caitlin, a Miguel and Holly family member, called in and said, I'm doing that today.
Yeah, and she said that what happened was that she's been with this guy for like 3 years. And apparently I don't remember if it was months ago or how long it was, but he cheated on her. Well, he, sort of apologized of sorts. They got back together. But ever since he cheated, she has not been feeling it. And, she keeps playing it over and over in her head. And it just hasn't been good. And I think they'd been, fighting up until that point, too. So she told us, that's it. I want to hurt him like he hurt me.
Oof.
And that's why I want to send a breakup text on Valentine's Day.
So, Caitlin, did you actually go through with it and send a text to break up with your boyfriend of 3 years?
Oh, you know I did.
Oh!
Get it, girl!
All right. Wow. Okay. So, walk us through what happened.
I went along with the original plan to text him, just be like, we're over. So, I sent that, and then I blocked him. So, there wouldn't be any, after fire. So, after, 10 minutes, his mom texted me, hey, did you block... I don't want to say his name, but did you block him? And so I blocked her because what just happened?
Wow.
So again, not even 5 minutes later, his little sister, only 10 years old, messages me, hey, are you and Ty, I don't want to say his name, my bad. Did you and whoever break up? And then, so I unblocked him, and I was like, did you tell your mom on me? And he just he's like, yeah, I don't know what happened. You're being a bitch.
Oh.
And I was like, no, I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just not feeling it. It's different now. After you cheated on me, I discovered, I deserve better than that. I don't deserve to be cheated on and second guess if I'm good enough for you.
Right.
And so then he blocked me. And then that was the end of it.
Wow. Okay. How are you feeling almost 24 hours later?
I actually feel a weight lifted off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I feel really good in the moment right now. Me and my friends were going out tonight. It's good. I feel really good so far.
That's great. That's when sometimes it sucks and you do that and you're you have to go through all the breakup feelings anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you feel the weight is lifted means you absolutely did the right thing.
Exactly. I really do. I still care about him, I guess you could say.
Right.
But I'm not in love with him. I don't love him. It's nothing like that anymore. I all those feelings, I really came to myself,
Yeah. I'm very proud of you for that because I was in a situation once where I was cheated on and I stayed for a lot longer than I should have.
Mm.
But even if it's been 3 years, at that point, once that trust has been broken, it's very hard to build it back.
Super hard, especially because if you don't talk about it,
right,
then it's never going to get fixed.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, he has cheated on me once before, He claimed, we weren't together at the time, but we were.
They're
definitely together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Caitlin, we are proud of you.
Yes.
Do you and your friends want to come to the Blown Off Ball VIP reception before the big event happens at 9?
Oh, my God. We'd love to.
Yes! Perfect. Let's do that.
Awesome. All right. Well, girl, we're going to have a cocktail with you. We're going to have some appetizers. And then, hey, maybe if you're feeling good, you may play Spin the Bottle towards the end of the night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, hold on for 1 second. We're going to get your information. Holly, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
Forget similarities. There are two things you need to look for in a partner that'll help your relationship go the distance. Does your relationship have these two things? Find out what they are at 7:30.
Hot 101.5.